What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. And we want to say good morning to everybody joining us across the country and the world. It is My 100.1 and Nerd Informants Media. Let me just say this to start this interview off. If somebody would have told me a long time ago that in this moment in time, I would be joined on the phone by my teenage crush, I would have told you to get the heck out of here. But I'm here in the moment, and I am joined by an incredibly beautiful and talented actress, the lovely Miss Karen Parsons. My life just got made. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. That was a really nice intro.
I got to tell you, I mean, I would have to pinch myself. I would not believe that the teenage version of myself saying, hey, this moment is here. It's real. And I'm talking to my teenage crush. And this is just awesome. Karen, I will say this. You were an integral part, not only of my teenage life, but I would say literally everybody's teenage life. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, a bright future in acting for you. And here we are now in 2021. You're still doing it. You're still setting the benchmark in acting. You become an accomplished author, a mom, and just, I love it. I love the fact that you're busy and you're making it happen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that.
And you know, looking at what's going on in 2021, first things first, I do got to ask, obviously, you're based up in New York City now. How are you and your family doing, especially over the last year with COVID-19, the pandemic? How's everybody doing?
We're doing well, thank you. You know, it was an odd time, obviously, understatement for all of us. But I'm happy to say that we're all still alive and loving each other. We're all very much okay, having been in close quarters together. And in a lot of ways, I think it was, I think a lot of families were just at each other's throats, and we weren't. We really did really well. I think we tried to do the best to make lemonade out of the situation. Everybody did. It got really hard, really difficult, I think, at some point. But for the most part, I saw other people really struggling a lot more with relationships. I'm happy to say that our family unit did really well under the stress of it and the, you know, being together like that, and it's just the stress of all of it. And we're all healthy and knock on wood and happy. Thanks.
I am certainly glad that you guys are doing well. And on the other side of the pandemic, I think we're all blessed because we're one day away, literally, from the release of your new film, Sweet Thing. And the cool thing about it is you guys have brought us an artful movie, a soulful movie, a great story. It is a beautiful piece of art. And for you, this is a unique situation because this is literally a family affair. Your incredibly talented husband, Alexander Rockwell, your kids, you're all together in this film. And it is immensely powerful. And I was reading some of the press material coming out, and I think Steven Silver said it best when he referred to the movie as gorgeous, stunningly rendered. It's a film that deserves to be seen. I'll just say this. The film itself is one thing, but the marketing and the trailer sells everything that we want to see in this particular movie. Talk to me about your character, because I will say this. Your husband had to bring elements out of you in your performance. This is a mom that's got some damage, and Will Patton starring alongside you. Talk to me about the experience in making Sweet Thing.
Yeah, it was really something else. And my husband, you know, he insisted I do the part. I didn't want to.
Oh, really?
Not because of the character at first so much as I was writing and I was caught up in that. And I thought, oh, you can find somebody else who would serve this better. And he insisted, he really wanted me to do it. And then, you know, in reading it, I was concerned. You know, these are some heavy places to go. I didn't know if I would be able to do it. And I wasn't sure that I was concerned yet about doing it with my child, having to do a scene that was really tough with her. And oddly enough, I think when it came time to actually play this character, I had a lot of understanding because of how it was inspired before my husband in writing it. So I had some information to go with, and he really helped me. But it also really helped working with my daughter and with my kids, with both of them. The particularly tough stuff, though, with my daughter. And because not only because she was my daughter, I knew that she trusted me and it was okay. If it was another child, it might be harder for me actually to hit some of these places because you want them to know, like, hey, I'm not really a bad guy. But with my daughter, I know she knows, and she's very professional, and she's got a deep understanding and respect for the work. At the same time, doing it opposite my daughter, if I wasn't hitting these notes as truthful, then I know I would see it in her eyes. I know she'd be looking at me, and I, being as close as I am to her, would see in her eyes, nope, that ain't it, you know?
Well, and so, I can imagine just, I mean, how challenging that is for you to tap into a side of yourself that is not real. It's a fictional side of things. But I'm glad you brought up Lana and Nico as well in this particular situation, because you think about Will's character, the father, there's alcoholism there's negligence in this. How did Lana and Nico respond to these scenes? Because, boy, I mean, they had to deliver, and it was a challenging thing for them in these particular roles. How did they respond to that, and how did they push forward through filming?
You know, they're really, in a lot of ways, they were very sophisticated kids in a way. I think, you know, coming up with us as parents, the way we relate to film and the way we talk about film and behind-the-scenes stuff and what they see us do as writers, producers, my husband as a director, myself as an actor, they have a different relationship and understanding, I think, than a lot of people do, and they have for their whole growing up. They also were in a film with my husband called Little Feet a few years ago when they were much smaller. And so they've had the experience of working, you know, with him behind the scenes and then in front of the camera, and experienced so much of it. So they have a kind of sophistication going into it and an incredible professionalism. You know, I was so impressed with them showing up and watching them hit everything and hit these notes that were just emotionally kind of like, rocking. And they were so good at it. My dad's just great at make-believe. Like, he just knows how to just, like the British, just, like, show up and, you know, you don't have to be all, like, angsty and heavy and trying to stay up all night, like, you know, that whole story of Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man, and,
yeah,
you know, he tried to, you know, Lawrence Olivier's like, have you tried acting, you know? And that's where Nico is very much like, it's make-believe, it's fun, and he'd immerse himself, and then he'd break and say, well, Dad, I really think that I need a break, I think I should go get, you know, some food, you're working me really hard, and they action, and then he's just as professional, and he's back on my husband again. But my daughter was just very, she was able to be completely immersed in the character of Billy and all that she's going through, and to carry this film and the weight of what was happening, but not bring it home. The only thing she brought home, I have to say, was this kind of joy of the work. Like, she was feeling really good showing up, doing a good job, working hard, and then liking how finally getting a take that she felt really, you know, good about. She was processing the experience. It was watching her process the experience, and she was so professional and so kind of I think she was feeling, like I said, joy, I think, in herself, in what she was, her capabilities, and recognizing what she was able to do, not always satisfied, but always knowing she could go back and do better. And it was just lovely to see them be so mature. You know, as their parent, I don't see them being that mature all the time. But in this setting, they really rose to the occasion. They said, when they committed to doing it, when they said they were going to do it, they meant it. And my husband's like, you understand what this means? And they said yes, and they committed. And you can see it on the screen, they were wonderful.
Well, and you've got every reason to be proud as a mom. It's a reminder to you of all that work you put in over the years to see it come through your kids and to have them shine as brightly as they did. It's a big reminder of those performances in Sweet Thing about the resolve in childhood and how beautiful this particular story is. Karen, I know we've probably got less than a minute here before I've got to get you going on your next tour stops here this morning, but I'd be remiss, and I want you to bring this up and tell everybody about it as well so they can stay connected to your career, because there's so much more to you than your acting appearance performances in this movie. You're an accomplished author as well. You've got books that are out there. I definitely want you to bring up Sweet Blackberry as well, because if folks have not seen this animated series, they need to, because you've got some great talent alongside you. Real quick, how can folks out there get connected with Sweet Blackberry and also get a hold of your books as well?
Thank you so much. Yes, Sweet Blackberry is a nonprofit organization that I started years ago to bring stories about in American history that we just don't hear about, that are so important for all of us, particularly Black history, but it's all of our history, and that's the important part here. You can go to sweetblackberry.org to see what we're doing, see how you can help in any way, and see these great films, their books and their short animated films with actors like Queen Latifah, Lawrence Fishburne, Alfre Woodard, Chris Rock, who come on board to narrate these kind of picture books come to life. We also have the hardcover books that have been published by Little Ground, which I'm really proud of, with some beautiful illustrations from R. Gregory Christie. You can see us we're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as myself, Karen Parsons. I had my first novel, How High the Moon, come out recently. I'm working on a second. And if you go to Karen-Parsons.com, you can see all of the stuff that I'm working on, whether it's acting, books, producing Sweet Blackberry, etc.
Karen Parsons, young lady, you have absolutely made my life. I appreciate the time very much. I wish you and your family the very best. Sweet Thing is out tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.